WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight. Who wants to walk with Elias?
Yeah. Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Because when the hounds come down to this ring, you got two choices. You get out of our yard, or we beat your ass.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
When this night started, I had no plans on opening the show with this. Good evening, everybody. It's the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by GearWork.net and MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rocket, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Hello! Happy Raw After Mania, everybody! And yeah, this is... But ties to this was certainly expected but unexpected. That's for sure.
We all knew about it. We all knew for months that...
Well, it had been rumored for months.
Rumored for months. That Paige had been medically disqualified from competing in World Wrestling Entertainment. And after Mandy Rose took on Sasha Banks, which saw Mandy beat Sasha after Bayley accidentally hit Sasha, so causing all that drama to continue, Paige got in the ring and talked about how, because of her neck injury, she'll no longer be allowed to compete in WWE. She mentioned how Daniel Bryan gives her hope, and how Edge talked to her and basically told her there's life after WWE, and that she needs to sort of now find something else to do. But she is officially retired from in-ring competition. Fans chanted, this is your house. She said, it will always be my house. She was emotional, and yeah, we kind of knew this was coming, but it was surprising nonetheless. She debuted in New Orleans 40 years ago, and now she retires in New Orleans. Thoughts?
I mean, it's definitely sad to see anybody forced to retire, but somebody as young as Paige, she's only in her mid-20s right at this point, forced out of in-ring competition, at least in WWE. That's incredibly unfortunate and terribly heartbreaking for her, because she does love wrestling. This is all she's ever wanted to do, and it was just a freak accident that really ended her career. Like I said, it's just sad. It's just unfortunate. You never want to see this happen to anybody, but especially somebody so young, where she, you know, she'd been through some trouble. She got herself straightened out. She got herself back to WWE. She was wrestling again. She looked healthy. She looked happy. She looked ready to go. She recommitted herself, and this happened. So it sucks for her. And I'm really sorry that it happened to her, because you never wish this on anybody. It was kind of surprising that they chose to do it in New Orleans. I mean, not after we got the explanation, but it's like, again, like you said, it had been rumored. She had been medically disqualified, but there had also been rumors she was fighting it, that she was trying to get it overturned. So I don't know if she did try to get it overturned and they told her no, or if it's just, the damage is so bad that it just cannot be repaired. I don't know. We don't know any of the situation in terms of that. I would expect more details come out in the next few days to weeks about that whole situation.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think we hear anything else. I think she'll either still be with the company or she moves on. We'll see.
Yeah, there is no word yet on if she's done with WWE or if she's just done with wrestling in WWE. None of that has been confirmed. Like I said, this was just, nobody knew this was coming tonight. Like, everybody pretty much had figured she was done because she has not wrestled since Royal Rumble. So, and they've always excused it with she's injured, including last night when she did commentary that, you know, the only reason she's not in the Women's Battle Royal is because she's injured. And then they had her come out tonight and do the very heartfelt, tear-filled speech, which just, you know, kicks you right in the feels. And she basically says, I'm done. What I did like is she's like, you know, Daniel Bryan came back, so that gives me hope. That gives her something to fight for. Now, will her situation turn out same as Daniel Bryan? I don't know. Because did she have the next neck fusion?
She had fusion, yeah.
That gets tricky.
Yeah, so...
With fusion. So I don't know if it's going to turn out the same for her. I hope and pray that it does, and she's able to come back, because I know this is all she's ever wanted to do, but she may not be able to. But I like how she's like, you know, Edge has basically showed her that there is life after wrestling. So either way, she does have hope. She doesn't seem like she's completely despondent, which is good.
This was the end. Well, we do know, and this will probably be a telling, this was the last time we will see her on television as a character. This was her send-off. Whether she sticks around to be a part of Total Divas, whether she sticks around to do stuff elsewhere, this was her the write-off of Paige on television with WWE. And I now know people go, Paige for Hall of Fame? No. No.
No.
No.
No, she... No. Sorry. I mean, she did some great things. She was the first NXT Women's Champion. She was the first and I think only NXT Divas Champion. Yeah, she held the Divas title.
Yeah.
She's a three-time Divas Champion.
Mm-hmm. But too short of a run.
Yeah, that alone is not enough to put you in the Hall of Fame. She may get an honorable mention, but I don't think they're going to put her in the Hall of Fame for that. Yeah. I just, no. Sorry.
Yeah, LeMahon just mentioned the same thing, honorable mention or something. But it's not Hall of Fame worthy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
It's too short of a career.
It's, unless you encompass her entire career...
Still too short.
Well, but she's been wrestling since she was 13, so it's... But nobody really knows what she did over in UK, at least in terms of us here in the United States. We don't necessarily know what she did over there because we just don't know. Or at least I don't. I'm sure it's just a Google search away. But if you encompass her whole career, if there's stuff there... Maybe?
No.
But just in terms of looking at her WWE career, no. No. It's no.
So, we move on from there. With one departure comes many debuts on Monday Night Raw. So, Nia Jax comes out for a tag team match against Alexa Bliss and Mickie James. Alexa was talking about how Nia is bigger than both, two times bigger than Mickie, three times bigger than her, and bring up whole weight thing. Nia's like, shut up. And Alexa was like, I knew you don't have a partner. It's like... Yes, I do. And her partner was Ember Moon.
Yes!
Ember and Nia beat Alexa and Mickie James. Not bad.
It was a solid debut for Ember. Really happy to see her on Raw. Nia was beaming. She was smiling ear to ear. She was so happy. And yeah, this was a fine little match. It was a good debut for Ember. She hit the Eclipse on Alexa for the win, so not too shabby.
So we had a departure, a debut, now time for another departure. Kurt Angle was backstage on the phone talking about Ember Moon's great debut. And then Braun Strowman walks in. Angle congratulated him on his win. Nicholas was there. Strowman said it pained him, but they have to relinquish the tag team titles. Nicholas has a scheduling conflict. He's still in the fourth grade. And then Nicholas said when he's done with school, they're coming for the tag team titles, and they will get these hands.
Braun, you've had him less than a day. What did he do to this child? Not that I'm complaining. I mean, this seems like really quality parenting, because he was a wallflower last night, and now he's threatening to get hands to people. So... Quality parenting by Braun Strowman, I don't know, but I'm glad that they took me out.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that. When he's out of school, he's coming back, which could be in like a month because school's out in a month, so they'll never follow it up, but I would actually be halfway amused if they followed it up.
Yeah. We'll talk about that as he brings up what they'll do with Braun. Yeah, I'm thinking he goes to SmackDown. I think that's the best place for Braun.
Get him off Raw. Get him over to SmackDown. Let him be a top player on SmackDown for a while. Yeah, that's fine. Because, I mean, he's kind of sort of hitting a glass ceiling and there's not a lot else I feel like he can do on Raw right now. So send him over where he can wreak more havoc and destruction and give Shane McMahon more gray hairs.
Exactly. So, departure... Arrival. Departure. Arrival. As on Monday Night Raw, we saw the debut of...
Wrong thing.
Wrong thing. We had the debut of No Way Jose. No Way Jose with Rosemont.
They're back!
They're back.
God bless. No Way Jose's on the main roster. Yay! He's a lot of fun.
He'll be a great opening show act for the house shows. That's his purpose. So there you go on that. He beat John Skyler in 25 seconds. So, backstage, we have Sheamus and Cesaro wanting their titles back. Carlton said, you lost them to a 10-year-old. He said they would give their shot at the greatest Royal Rumble. He said four teams would compete with four teams wrestling two matches tonight, and then the winners meeting in the finals of the Tag Team Eliminator. Another way for saying tournament. Mm-hmm. So we had Gallows and Anderson take on the Revival, which saw the Revival win.
I'm okay with this.
Then it was Titus Worldwide taking on their opponents, Woken Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. The Woken Warriors were delightful with one another, worked well with each other, and found a way to win. Yes.
This is gonna hurt my soul so much. This is just, I know it's good for Bray. I know it's a new direction and he's getting back on TV. He's gonna be doing things. He's in the hunt for the tag titles and in all likelihood, he's probably going to win them with Matt and I'm fine with that. But goddamn, I just cannot stand Woken Matt Hardy. This is gonna be so painful. God, I just can't do this. It hurts. Y'all don't understand. It hurts. But I will support my guy and his choice of boyfriend because I always have to tell myself it could be worse. It could be Katie Vick.
And there you go.
So it's not Katie Vick, so I will support Bray.
Slater and Rhino were not in the Tag Team Eliminator, so they had an open challenge.
Tune in Thursday for more on this.
Yes.
Because I'm probably going to have to bitch.
Yes. They took on the debuting Authors of Pain, who squashed Slater and Rhino. But then they kind of dissed Paul Ellering.
Diss Paul Ellering. They dumped him on national television. How rude is that? That man takes you in. He teaches you how to be monsters. He guides you to tag team title victories. He defends you. He stands by you. He mentors you. He gets you to the big dance. And then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, no, I'm good. And you just leave him standing there. How rude is that? Seriously.
They're bad
children. They're bad sons.
The more telling thing is Ellering can't work the full main roster schedule, and this was the way to, get him off the road.
They're still bad sons.
Still bad sons, but that's the best way to do it. Because he has a real job and everything like that, and he's an old, he's not old.
He's just, I don't think he's interested in working a full-time schedule. I mean, they very clearly brought him into NXT to work with AOP and help get them over, which he did that, and now it's okay, thanks, bye.
He's 64.
It's not old.
It's a rough travel schedule for a 64-year-old. Just pointing it out, it is.
How old is Vince and he does it every week?
That's Vince McMahon.
Just saying.
That's Vince McMahon. Anyway, we move on. So, trying to figure out, okay, we'll do it this one. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to walk with Elias. He's out there. He was over with the crowd. The fans were singing Walk with Elias and stuff like that. And then called them scumbags. They chanted, we are scumbags. Elias said it was good they could finally admit it. He sang a song about how I'd like to punch them all in the face. And then music played and out walked Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley destroyed Elias, held him up for a huge vertical suplex. That was that.
The suplex was impressive.
So Bobby Lashley's back.
Yay.
So, there you go. So Kurt Angle's backstage. He's on the phone. Oh my god, can you believe Bobby Lashley's back on Raw? Along with Ember and No Way Jose. And it's not even the Superstar Shakeup yet, which is next week, by the way, 2-day event. There's a knock on the door, and it's Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, humbled in their suits. And they were looking for a job. And he brought up, you know, did you guys get fired for attacking your general manager commissioner? And Zane's like, yeah, it's a very different situation over there. And we want to be team players. Which, had Kurt Angle basically coming out and telling the people this.
Okay, well, my tag team division is full. But I hear that TNA is hiring.
I just, yeah. Go, Kurt, go.
The first official TNA mention on WWE television was that.
And then Impact had to follow it up with,
a tweet. We are Impact.
Not TNA.
We are Impact. We are Impact. But yeah, first TNA mention. So, there you go. So, Owen said they're not a team, and Angle said he doesn't have room to hire both, so tonight you'll have a one-on-one match with the winner getting a contract. So they had their match. They did their best to sort of beat each other, but not beat each other. They both went after each other. Both hit big-time finishers. And a fisherman's buster suplex from the top rope. Both men are down. Double count out. Neither man win.
So it's back to the drawing board?
Back to the drawing board for them. Maybe we'll finally get El Generico on Monday Night Raw.
Maybe we could. We could get that. I saw another thing that somebody posted out where they said they should show up at the NXT tapings. Honestly, I would pop for that.
That'd be funny.
And Regal's just like, look, I'm dealing with Pete Dunne.
I got enough of your I have too much to deal with, sorry. So there is all of that. Let's see, let's talk about the Intercontinental Champion, Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins came out and was very happy. And it was like the loudest burn it down he's ever heard. And then the fans chanted burn it down. He said he's finally back, he's Grand Slam Rollins. Every member of Shield is now Grand Slam Champion. Finn Balor came out and said, you deserve it, you're great, you're awesome. But he never got beat. He never got beat, so he wants a shot at the Intercontinental Championship. They handshake, they're ready to do it. Miz comes out and said, you don't deserve it, Seth Rollins. And he mentioned how he became a father, he's a changed man, and he didn't use Axel and Curtis because, you know, he wanted no excuses. And basically brought up that his daughter was watching, and she cried, which made Maurice cry, which made Miz cry. And then and Rollins comes back with, everyone cries when they watch you wrestle.
Seth!
Miz said Rollins owes him a rematch. Rollins was trying to goad him into doing it tonight, but Miz is like, nope, not gonna happen. But it'll be a backlash. So Miz challenged Rollins and Balor to fight the three of them tonight. They're ready to fight, so they're outnumbered. And then Jeff Hardy made his WWE return after injury and now stands toe to toe with them and was booked to a 6-man tag for later in the night. Good segment.
Very good segment.
Leading to the main event. But before we got to the main event, there was an interesting backstage confrontation.
I don't want to talk about it.
Jeff and Matt found each other. Jeff came across Matt, who said he's happy that brother Nero, that Jeff finally overcame his broken condition. And then Bray Wyatt entered the picture, called him brother Nero. Wyatt hugged Jeff Hardy, who asked him, how do you feel? And Bray's like, I feel wonderful. The camera pulls back to Balor and Rollins, who are like basically dumbfounded. And they ask, what was that all about? Jeff just shrugs his shoulders and walked away.
Okay, so I said this on Twitter. I almost say it again for the benefit of all of you who do not follow me on Twitter, which why don't you follow me on Twitter? At Lynn's Ward.
There you go.
So, if you've ever seen Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the stop-motion version, at the quasi-end of the movie, Yukon Cornelius, who's one of the characters, brings in the Abominable Snowman, aka the Bumble, whom he has conquered, basically. And this thing is ferocious. It used to have these razor sharp teeth and would kill things and everything. So Cornelius drags this thing into Santa's workshop and everybody's terrified because it's like, oh my god, it's the Bumble, we're all gonna die. And Cornelius is like, no, wait, it's cool. It's totally cool. Look, he's friendly now! And the Bumble puts the star on top of the Christmas tree. That is Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy. I'm trying to be supportive of this, but I swear to God, when this happened, that is the very first thing that popped into my mind, is Bray Wyatt is friendly now, thanks to a dip in the lake.
So, Rollins, Hardy, and Balor beat Miz and the Miztourage. After the matchup, they all hit their finishers on Bo and Curtis to end the night. Good stuff.
Poor Bo.
Yeah, poor Bo, poor Curtis. Alright, so that's all those situations. Now there's a couple more to deal with on Monday Night Raw. Roman Reigns comes to the ring in his casual wear. No tactical gear, none of it. casual wear. Under Armour running pants, etc.
Which I was kind of digging, honestly. I like casual Roman.
Rolex on his wrist.
Gold Rolex on his wrist.
Mm-hmm. Roman Reigns said, "I got my ass kicked last night, but as you can see, I'm here, but Brock's not." He said he didn't know what happened Sunday. He said everything fell off. Vince wouldn't look him in the eyes and smarted him up. Reigns said Lesnar is one hell of a businessman. He said on Wednesday, everything leaked out. He was going to USA. Then today, he gets a new contract with WWE. And apparently, I have another match with him in a steel cage, and I had no clue about it until I found out on the internet. He said he doesn't know what they are scheming or what the story is behind it, but if they continue to put him in matches with Brock Lesnar, the story will end with him becoming the Universal Champion. So he's out there complaining that WWE is conspiring against him by giving him multiple championship opportunities. Okay.
Yeah.
That.
This. I mean, honestly, this felt a little weak. I'm not gonna lie. You're kind of having Roman go out there and whine a little bit, which, I mean, after last night was not ideal. We're gonna talk more about what happened at WrestleMania with Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar on Thursday on the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Ding! But tonight, it felt a little flat to me, because he's getting another title shot at Greatest Royal Rumble for some unexplicable reason.
He got his ass kicked and gets another title shot. How's that a thing, first off? Number two, did he just come out and said Vince McMahon is rigging it against him?
But he gets another title shot. There's a writing fail there somewhere.
So it's like they're conspiring to keep him out of the title, away from the title, yet they're putting him in title matches over and over again. Made no sense. So then,
I guess.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go, you go.
I guess it's so when he does win the title, he can be like, I told you so, I beat the odds. I guess that's what they're...
Roman Reigns is He's not an underdog. Anyway, Samoa Joe came out. Joe said it was time to break out the tinfoil because Roman Reigns think there's a conspiracy. Joe said Lesnar didn't beat Reigns, he exposed him. Joe said Reigns failed, and that makes him a failure. He's also a liar because he lied to his fans, family, and even himself. Joe says Reigns gets jacked up whenever he gets in the ring with Brock Lesnar. Well, Brock Lesnar gets richer. Joe said no matter how many times the story is told, the story will end with the beast conquering the big dog, and the big dog coming out and making excuses. Joe said that once Lesnar is done ragdolling him in the cage and Reigns fails again, he'll be waiting for him at Backlash to put him to sleep. Joe was on point. Joe was strong. Joe had new gear, first time in years, and Joe was sorely missed.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, it's Joe, and Joe added the much-needed clarity where he basically called Roman out on exactly what we just said, where he's like, wait a minute, hold on a second, are you crazy? So yeah, it's good to see Joe back. Welcome back to him. He's going to be back in the ring, I think, at the Greatest Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
Is that what they said?
They casually just threw him in the commercial, and he's in an Intercontinental title match, which Miz said he's only getting his rematch at Backlash, but they threw out the four-way in a ladder match. Yeah. It's all weird.
Like, the only reason I can see Roman getting the title shot is Greatest Royal Rumble is literally in 3 weeks. They do not have time to set up another match, so they're like, just give it to Roman again. I mean, in terms of logic, you know, building up a champion, etc., or building up a contender, etc., it's we're just going to give Roman another shot
because
we don't have time.
There's plenty of time. You put him in the ring with somebody and have Roman beat somebody instead of just giving him a match. Makes no sense.
We're not going to dwell on it, but yeah, so good to see Joe back. I'm happy that they're reigniting the Roman-Joe feud because that was really good.
Feud of the summer coming.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that it's the second go-round is just as good, and it should do a lot for both men.
Monday Night Raw opened up with Stephanie McMahon. She comes out holding onto her arm. It's in a mobile cast of some sort, brace. That's the word I was talking about. It was in a brace. She's slowly walking to the ring. She said, as the fans chant, you tapped out. She said it was an international flavor, and she said they would have some sympathy for her. She told the crowd that they have to admit that they were surprised by the performance of one woman. She thanked them for the accolades and said they are deserved because she deserves that pat on back because she delivered big. She delivered, not Ronda Rousey. She was putting herself over and then acting sort of like she was putting over Ronda, but she was putting actually over herself. She deserves that big pat on the back. And now she introduces Ronda Rousey. Rousey over huge with the crowd. Steph can see that she made her tap out. She said she was the better woman, but together they could make magic. With me in your corner, they will also support you and follow you and our message. The fans responded with a BS chant. Stephanie said, Rhonda is smarter than all of them because she's a business person. You taught me a very valuable lesson last night, and I paid the price. And the fans started chanting, shut the F up. Stephanie kept going and wanted the fans to cheer for Rhonda Rousey. And then she stuck out her hand. They shook hands, and Rousey hugged Stephanie McMahon, and the fans booed. But smiling Rhonda turns to angry-faced Rhonda. She grabs Stephanie's arm and pulls the brace off, and then puts the armbar back in and ranks the arm back, and down goes Stephanie. There was a You Deserve a chant, the na-na-na, hey-hey-hey, goodbye chant, as they help Stephanie to the back. Fantastic.
It was great. It was a wonderful opening segment. Loved it.
Everything was great about that.
It was perfect.
So that was Monday Night Raw in a nutshell. But again, next week, it's the Superstar Shakeup.
And this Raw felt a little more subdued than it has in the past. And I don't know if the crowd was a little bit more subdued. I don't know if they didn't go for as much on this show. But it just felt a little bit more low-key tonight than it has in the past years. Or it could be that next week they're going to go big or go home with the Superstar Shakeup. It's just hard to tell. But this was a really good episode of Monday Night Raw.
It was a good show. It was noteworthy. But it didn't feel all that special?
No, it didn't feel special, but that's okay.
It happened. Anyway.
It happened.
That's the Raw Post Show. Thursday night, it's The Wreck.
That's right. Tune in. We are recapping WrestleMania all 5 or 7 20 hours of WrestleMania, 14 matches. We're going to break it down for you. We'll let you know what happened, who won, who lost, and everything else in between. You don't want to miss it. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
What else can they check out from The Wreck?
We have our Royals review up and our Timeless review. So if you missed the episodes on Sunday and you want to recap, you're free to listen at RockRadioShow.com. Or if you watch them and you want to hear our thoughts on the shows, RockRadioShow.com. They are both up for your listening pleasure.
But what else can they listen to, too? Saturday.
Oh, right. The NXT recap. Right. You watched NXT TakeOver, which was fantastic, by the way. Go check out our review with TJ Omega and Brent, Kane Kittens, for NXT TakeOver. RockRadioShow.com.
Rock Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Saturday Night Midnight SCB Radio will have the Great Debate. Go listen to last week's episode featuring the greatest wrestling theme song of all time. It's SCB Radio Saturday Night's Midnight SCB Radio Live.com. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio returns 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday Night we're back, Raw Post Show 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lins Ward, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Lins Ward, same as Twitter's.
Thanks to GoWork.net and MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for The Wreck. Right back here for The Raw Post Show, live across the airwaves. All about talk on Radio Network. Past the new generation.
WildTalkRadio.com.